Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, everybody. It's the Friday edition, and you know what that means. That's right, Open Phones Friday. You get to be the director. You get to decide what we talk about today and lead most of the discussion. 715-845-2155. Until you dial in and you take control, how about if I just throw something up against the wall and see what sticks? Let's not go any further without addressing the issue that has come up this morning and broke yesterday about Governor Walker. All right. It's my understanding that with the revelation, these additional emails that have come out, that the prosecution is saying that these emails show there was clear conversation through a third party. And Tom, help me to make sure I understand this, that there was conversation from the Walker campaign, perhaps even Governor Walker himself, through a third party to Republican strategists who may or may not have been helping Governor Walker deal with the recall campaign. Is that correct?
Yeah, a coordinated effort to raise money from different conservative groups around the country.
All right, so not only getting some advice on how do we execute, but how do we raise money in order to have the war chest to execute. Okay.
And actually raising the money.
Okay, so that is a violation of campaign procedure, yes?
In the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, all right. Now, here is the statement from me that you may find to be a bit surprising. If Governor Walker violated laws in handling the issue of the recall, Governor Walker must face the consequences of his actions. If he violated campaign finance laws, if he violated communication laws, if he violated laws, he must face the consequences of those actions. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts, no exceptions, no special treatment. Nope. He has to face the consequences of his actions. Must be held responsible for the choices he made. However, I ask this. I would like those of you right now who are foaming at the mouth, waiting for Governor Walker's head to be mounted on a stake at the city gates, I ask you to think about meting out if there is a problem, you met out justice equal as if it were my forces going after your governor. I want you to think about this for a second. Flip things around. In bizarro world, right now, it's a Democrat governor running the state. And we're going to really go into bizarro world because this Democrat governor has done the exact same thing to our economy that Governor Walker has done. Lowered unemployment, increased our budget. He has improved economically our state. So in bizarro world now, it's a Democrat. And this Democrat faced a recall election and did the exact same thing that you're accusing Governor Walker of. And now it's time to meet justice. It's time to pay the piper, as they say. Those of you who are foaming at the mouth with this hatred, this vitriol, this ignorant desire to see Walker crucified.
Well, let's not go overboard with the hyperbole here.
No, I have heard this rhetoric personally. I have heard individuals just rabid. I thought to myself, good God, man, this individual has hydrophobia. I have seen it. No, well, I want to see your reaction, and I want to know what you would say would be the punishment if it were a Democrat in the office instead of a Republican.
You know, what makes this ironic is that these documents were all sealed and then now released as part of a lawsuit brought by one of the conservative groups saying that their free speech rights were being violated.
I think we're going to find that there's a lot of flap over nothing. I think this is, again, another strategic play to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
It'll be interesting to see. Some of these emails that and the information we're getting is new information that we didn't have before, which is why there's such a big brouhaha today.
But I think the brouhaha is much more than it actually needs to be. I think
we'll see how the analysis goes down the line. Scott Walker, of course, is on TV today talking and saying that these allegations are not true.
Right.
That the prosecutors are Democratic partisan prosecutors,
and
that may be true.
Well, we know there are partisan judges in this state.
But what he doesn't bring up is that the judge who ordered this investigation halted, Rudolph Randa, is a conservative judge who has ties to the Koch brothers and some of their organizations. He conveniently leaves that part of it out.
Evil.
When he
talks about Koch brothers.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to talk about Democratic partisanship in the prosecutor's office, let's talk about conservative partisanship in the judge's office.
All I'm saying is, those of you out there that hate Walker, and you know who you are, and those of you listening to this program, you know who they are because you have to mingle with them. But those that hate Walker, all I'm asking you is you seek the same justice. If there is a finding that there were laws broken, you ask for the same justice of Walker that you would ask if it was a Democrat in office. Some of you are going to have a real hard time with that.
And then, of course, we have the name Karl Rove in the mix now. And, of course, Karl Rove's name, when it becomes in the mix.
Yeah.
It's easier to believe that maybe some dark forces were at work.
Well, of course. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Hello.
Hello. Yep.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, I'm traveling. Cut out, I'm sorry. My thought is that when it hits the national level because it's connected to Roe, then you've turned it into more of a presidential campaign issue. Hillary will sound good every day, everywhere, and Walker will always be dragged through the mud.
Well, I think there's going to be part of that battle, and I think the reason that this is being blown up as much as it is being blown up is it is kind of the unspoken secret. We all know, we all feel very strongly that Walker will run for president, and so I think that's why more of this issue is being made than it deserves. Thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to line two. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, what can we do for you?
I'm calling about this thing going on with Walker.
Okay.
My opinion on this whole thing is it's not so much as I don't care for Walker. I'm quite happy with what he's done for Wisconsin.
Okay.
But the other thing is why are we holding him to a higher standard than we hold the president of the United States?
That's a very good question.
Obama's not having to answer and be forced to answer to all these things that have happened over the last number of years. But yeah, we're going to try to hold Walker to those standards. There's something wrong with that.
Well, I think that plays in with my point, is that if you're going to ask for someone's head on a stick, you've got to use the same measure against your friends as you do against your foes. You can't play favorites.
Exactly. You know, and if it was a friend of mine that had deceived me, then yes, I would ask him or her to answer questions and be honest and truthful. Mm-hmm. But yeah. We're asking Walker to do that, or they will be asking him, probably. But the thing is we don't force the president's hand on this.
Yeah, and we
should. He has deceived this country over and over and over.
Truth, justice, and the American way is either
exactly.
Right for all or wrong for all. Thank you.
You know, we held Nixon to those standards. Yet and then Clinton basically got away with it all when he was in office with the Lewinsky stuff.
And
but every time Obama points that finger, all I see is Clinton pointing that finger.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the program. Let's go to Larry. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Larry.
I think maybe Tom can help me out here. How long has this Gestapo tactic of Chondo 1.0 and now 2.0 been going on?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to acknowledge it when you use the word Gestapo in relation to this because it's nowhere near what you're describing. So you're trying to make it into something that it's not.
Obviously, you haven't read any of the stories about the techniques that have been used against the quote-unquote witnesses that they're drumming up. But nevertheless, okay, have your way, Tom. How long has this been going on, this process?
I don't know, a couple of years maybe? Year and a half?
Okay. Now, with this most recent document dump, if you will, if there was any there, to use your terms, do you think maybe prosecution would have actually gone on?
Well, the judge wouldn't allow them to file charges. The prosecutors wanted the case to go on. The judge wouldn't allow it, saying that this group that was suing Wisconsin Club for Growth was having their free speech rights violated. In fact, in some of the emails, the aides to Governor Walker basically almost admit that what they were doing, but they're saying that it's not illegal, that it's covered by constitutional protections of free speech rights. So that argument is going to be part of it as well.
So what you're saying then is this judge who put a stay to it, or whatever the legal terminology is incompetent?
No, I'm not saying that at all, but I'm saying that if Governor Walker is going to go out on TV and talk about the partisanship of the prosecutor going after him, we should also mention that the judge who ruled that the prosecution be stopped has ties to conservative organizations.
Okay,
fine and dandy.
All right, well, listen, on that, I hate to do this, but for time control, we got to take a break. Fridays, we are really under the gun for time. So if you're on the phone, please stay on hold. We will be back in mere moments. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number, I believe. Gail, did you hold on through the break for us?
I did.
Hi, Gail. What can we do for you?
I would just like to comment on the closing of the Planned Parenthood facility.
Okay.
And despite the news story that has been run, the clients of Planned Parenthood can receive their cancer screenings and their STD testing at numerous healthcare facilities around Fond du Lac without taxpayer money to remain open.
That's true. That's very true. I don't think it's any big secret. The quote-unquote health services that Planned Parenthood provides is basically a smokescreen for their baby-killing operation. That's all it is. They receive federal funding for the health services, and then they say, oh, no, none of that money goes towards the abortions, which would be against federal law. However, when we ask for an accounting, when we ask to look at the books, oh, no, you're only asking to look at the books because you are wanting to make a political fight out of this. No, I want to look at the books to make sure that this group is adhering to the law, which we all know they're not.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you listening to the program. All right. Okay. Let's go to Mike. Mike, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I agree with the host's earlier commentary about Walker, if he has been involved in illegal activity. I like Scott Walker, and I believe that if he is guilty, he needs to do an honorable thing,
throw himself
on a sword. And I just think it's a shame that, sorry, Tom, but the left don't feel the same about their guys. That's all I get to say.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate you listening to the program and being a part of Open Phone Friday. Gary, you're up next. What's up?
Oh, that was quick.
Well,
I'll tell you the reason I called.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with politics, but
okay.
Something that's been irritating me
sure.
For a while. I was driving down one of the main streets in Wausau a while back, and I saw a sign on a church billboard.
Yeah.
And it said, "What you allow is what will continue."
Okay. Why did that bother you?
Well, that doesn't bother me.
Oh,
what bothers me is that we're stupid enough as a society to allow so many things that should never be allowed.
Well, let me stop you there for a second. Not all of us are. Are you? Do you allow things that are wrong and inappropriate and improper in your family to continue?
Absolutely not.
Neither do I. There are a few of us out there left that insist that even though it may be inconvenient and even though it may be unpopular, we are going to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
There are a lot of us, actually, that still believe that way.
Well, that's fine in your personal life, but what I'm talking about is basically these guys that go bombing down the streets with their cars, whatever you want to call it, loosely, music,
uh-huh,
blasting away that I can hear it two blocks away,
right,
and it literally rattles my windows when
yes.
they go by.
I experienced that the other day. Somebody rolled down
my
street.
That was in your own car, right?
No, it was No, you know what? There's a but. There's a limiter in a Volvo. You can't listen to rap music. It won't allow
stop.
It to play.
Oh, stop it! it only gets NPR on the radio too, right? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I can only listen to Barry Manilow, ABBA. Uh-huh. You know these kind of.
Sure.
I don't know what the deal. Anyway, I apologize, sir. I'm interrupting you. Go ahead.
Well, I think that it's time for our leaders, as they are, to take a look at this and decide that there should be something done, because I have no objection to somebody listening to whatever they want to listen to, as long as I don't have to listen to it in my house.
Okay, a lot of towns have noise ordinances where the dB level being generated from your audio, you know, from your car stereo, has to be at a certain level. The problem of it is, you know,
by the time the cops get there, the car's gone or the music's turned down and there's no proof.
Yeah.
I know what it is because I've had that happen before. I've called. I even give them the license number of the car that goes by.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do any good because it doesn't go by the donut stand.
Well, I tell you, where that comes from is an individual is crying out to be noticed. That individual that's rolling down the road in his hoopty with the stereo just a-thumping, he's crying out to be noticed. He feels that his self-worth depends on you and I being agitated, because he knows old stodgy guys like you and I do not want to hear any, you know, we don't want to hear Eminem, we don't want to hear anybody else.
NWA.
Yeah, what does that stand for again, Tom? We don't want to hear any of that because it aggravates us. So he gets a lot of joy out of aggravating us, and then he gets a lot of joy from the respect or whatever. Somebody comes up with, man, that's a good stereo. What it is, it's selfish, and he doesn't have any respect for others. And if this goes back to your very first thing, do you and I put up with that kind of behavior in our families? No. The parents of this kid need to do a better job of instilling in them respect in other people. It's not going to solve the problem, but it'll help.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You have nailed it exactly. And it's the same thing with the guys that drive these super loud motorcycles.
Well, now wait a minute. Now you're getting personal.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but loud pipes save lives.
Yes, sir, they do.
That just means that Yamaha and Honda and Kawasaki and Suzuki, they may have a loud machine once in a while, but they don't care about saving lives because you can barely hear their motorcycles go down the road.
I got you.
Exactly what you said. It's, hey, look at me. Here I come. I'm somebody special.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for the fact that they make the noise, nobody would ever even know they were alive, because that's the kind of losers they are.
Ooh,
Gary, thank you very much for calling into the chat.
Maybe a little overreach there at the end.
I'll throw myself on this.
You stayed away from the loud stereo, though. You just went for the lifters that make the car bounce up and down. Is that
Hello?
Right?
Yeah, I got to get my lunch down my gullet somehow. No, the last motorcycle I had, I put on Vance and Hines pipes, and I took the baffles out. So not only did it thump, but it was obnoxiously loud.
And you drove around at 2 in the morning, just waking up the neighborhood.
No. I tried to keep it at a low rumble as I was rolling through neighborhoods and so. But when I was out, or if we were all in a gathering or something, everybody's revving their bikes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you could hear mine. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Never said I was perfect.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.